Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Victoria Davenport, your favorite 8 coach business. And today I'm going to go over several ways to have the right mindset for growing your 8-figure business. So what do I mean by the right mindset? Well, one of the most important strategies that I've employed with having the right mindset is your schedule. Every single day, there are choices that you make that have you exactly where you are now. So if you've made outstanding choices, where you are at this present moment will make you say that's absolutely true. If you've not made such great choices, it's okay because we've all been there, but it may have you say that isn't true. But think about wherever you were last year. If you weren't planning, setting goals, measurable goals, if you weren't working towards something that's going to make a change, you will not think that you've made a choice, but by not making a choice, had you in fact select something. What you selected was unintentional, but intentionally it was not selecting that caused you to be exactly where you are. So with that said, if we do not want to end up exactly where we are next year, next month, next week, we need to do something at this very moment to make sure that we implement changes, intentional changes that are going to catapult us to another area. One of the things I like to talk about is writing an actual schedule, and not for just the week, but for 40 days out. In that schedule, make sure you write down everything you need to do or to accomplish, including when you're going to the grocery store, when you're vacuuming, everything you need to do in your day-to-day. Now, it might sound really structured, but what happens is it actually allows you, just like with money on a budget, it's a time budget. You actually get to see where you spent the majority of the time, and it tells you a lot about where your priorities are. Even though we say our priorities in one area, when we actually write it down, we get a chance to see where our priorities actually are. So if you look at your calendar and you look at a lot of places that you're going shopping, or if you look at a lot of times that you're watching television, or if you look at a lot of times you're on the phone or answering emails, you may begin to be surprised as what these are called time vampires. These are actual snippets of time that are not producing any work. Answering emails on the phone, unless it's actually closing a contract, answering a contract, talking to a potential client, it's not doing anything but what I call busy work. It's not actually producing revenue in your business, which is something you need to be mindful of every single day, how you're producing revenue in your business. So for today's 8 principle mindset, or 8 mindset principle, is to pay close attention to doing a time budget. Actually write down every single thing you're doing for the next 40 days. Then actually write down what you did for the next 40 days. Compare it with what you said you were going to do with what you actually did. Then you will be able to see if you are allocating your time in the most efficient manner to produce what you would like to have the outcome of what you're doing currently to have you in a different place, let's say in the next 40 days. So let's offer that challenge to write that down. In the next episode, we're going to actually go over what we've discovered once we've written down those principles and actually written down 40 days worth of what we plan to do minute to minute, day to day. You will be surprised what you find out about your schedule. I know when I did, I used to think I was actually working for 8 hours. But then I would realize that I would write down every time I would stop and go somewhere, go downstairs to my office, go to the cafeteria, get on the phone. Anything that took me away from doing actual work, I wrote it down. I was surprised. I was thinking I was working 8 hours, and in fact, I was working 2. I was actually doing 2 hours of focus work, and it really surprised me. So I hope you take this seriously. If you want to move towards an 8-figure business, do what I call a time budget, and I'll get back with you next week. And we'll take a look at where we are. Until then, I look forward to sharing weekly 8-figure business principles, strategies, tools, techniques to grow your business to an 8-figure business. So that the goal is for women entrepreneurs to be able to build a business, a multi-million dollar business that they can sell and change lives through generational wealth. That's my purpose. Take care. See you guys next week.